Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is New Earth Support Team, and it is November 6, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course, and thank you all very much for being here, whether you're a member or a guest or on the recording, equally welcome all the way around. So there are, of course, new folks here since this is a public event. So let me explain what we're up to. First, this is going to take about an hour. So that's the duration. After this intro, I'm sitting at a shamanic mesa, which I will briefly show you. Let me see if I can get it on the camera here. Yeah, that's it over there. And I got a bunch of stuff behind me. So, and of course, there's sacred images all around the room. So we got a nice sacred space here. So after I open the mesa and call in our beautiful divine allies, then we will set up a sacred container. And this will be here. It'll be for everyone who's hearing me. You'll have a sacred container around you to keep you safe and hold in the good energy. And then I'm going to invite you into embodied awakening. There's a very simple invocation for that I'm going to invite you to do. And then after all that's done, we're going to serve the evolving earth. And all these beautiful allies are going to take over. We're going to relax and kind of chill. And they're going to work with each of us according to our abilities to serve the great global awakening that's going on. Again, this is like about an hour. I do make a request, and that is that you give us your full attention while we're in session for about an hour. And I know that sounds crazy in this day and age, but the reason is it makes a difference. Everyone who's participating live or on the recording affects the entire field. And if you're distracted, it's going to warp our energy field. So please just be present as if you're right here in the room with me. For some reason, that's just not possible. It would be best to leave the call and, you know, can rejoin later when the distraction goes away. But, you know, best to be with us fully present with no distractions if you possibly can. Of course, you are welcome to leave at any point. Just ask the allies to ease you out nice and easy, and that's no problem. So I know it seems like a crazy request, you know, with texting and such being what it is, but it's really helpful, and it really helps us be of the best great service here. And it's just an hour. All right, so that's how it works. So let's get into this. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua, the five of them, that I'll call in all the allies. You may not recognize them all, but I will assure you they're all beings of love and light who I have developed working relationships with over close to 50 years of the spiritual path, and they're all eager to help us. All right, so let's get rolling. So I invite you, and I'm going to assume that you're focusing. You can close your eyes safely and be fully present with us. Of course, you don't want to do this if you're driving. You need to be safe. Okay. Okay, so assuming it's safe, I invite you now to close your eyes and just become aware of how your body feels. Just the overall feel of the body. Don't get verbal. Just feel what you feel. And now, if you have any energetic awareness, the energy in and around your body, prana, chi, life force, whatever you want to call it, just feel that too, if you can. Just however it feels is fine. So you got an awareness of your starting state physically and energetically. Just note that one last time. And now, as I call the directions, call the allies, set up the field, if you can feel energy moving in you, changing, shifting, just feel that. That is your point of focus. Otherwise, you're passive. You're just letting it happen. If you cannot feel that, that is fine. In that case, just feel your breath come and go on its own. You can certainly feel that. So feel energy if you can. Your fallback is breath awareness. Either way, please be completely passive. Just feel what's happening. The allies and I will take care of this first part. So here we go. Make a slight technical adjustment here. All right. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakochan Inti Quichi Good start. Thank you, Alice. To prepare myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent this earth has. Good. Thank you. By the way, when I yawn, it's not because I'm tired. Yawning is one of many ways to move energy in the body. All righty, for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's a container, nice and solid, so to speak. Now, anyone who has any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them if you wish. We'll leave just a moment for them to join us. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Alrighty, thank you. So please take a moment. Once again, notice how your body and your energy body feel. see if just setting everything up has changed that already. And plus, we're getting the baseline again prior to doing the embodied awakening invocation. Alrighty. So let's do that. And again, I'll give a pretty full intro since I know there's new folks here. So this is where we call our higher self to join us in our physical bodies. The higher self is the part of you that's the spirit being that kind of set up the whole human lifetime. It's watching over you, dropping hints, hoping you kind of, you know, follow through on the plan it had for the incarnation. And we'll do that better and have a more joyous life if the higher self is merged with us, again, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You can think of your body like a car. Your ego is going to move over to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. But this is only with your ego's permission. If for any reason your ego does not like what your higher self's up to, just like that, ego's back behind the wheel, higher self steps away, you're right back where you were. So I need any part of you that's concerned about this to know that this is instantly reversible. No damage will be done. You'll be right back at the consciousness you had before you asked your higher self to step in. So totally risk-free. Try it on and see if you like it. So if you wish, I invite you to, and of course, if you're in embodied awakening, the following work we do is going to be a whole lot more effective. The more awake you are, the more effective you're going to be in serving the earth. Everything's better in the awakened state. So let's try this on one last time. Feel how your body and energy body feel. Just having the experience of them one last time. And it's an 8-word invocation. I invite you to say it out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and relax. The more passive you are, the better it works. So you may already feel energy coming in the top of your head and coming into your body. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking in. And just let it come. So if you can feel energy at all doing its thing here, that's your job, is to feel the energy passively. Let it do what it wants. If you cannot feel the energy, just let feel your breath come and go passively, not controlling breath in any way. Letting it do what it does, and just feeling the sensation of breath if you're unable to feel the energy inside you. Either way will work. As you're having this experience, not doing any of the following will help you have a stronger experience. So please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. No deliberate visualizing or imagining. All that boils down to just be passive. Let it happen. Your higher self is doing all this for you. The more your ego just relaxes and lets the higher self do its thing for you, the more successful this is going to be, because your higher self can do this stuff for you a gazillion times better than your ego could ever hope to do it for itself. It is the expert. Just let it do it for you, please. It's happy to. Nothing it would rather do. So just relax and feel that energy inside you. Now, at some point, you may notice, I'm distracted. I'm no longer noticing the feeling of energy or the sensation of my breath. When you notice that, just gently return your attention to feeling energy or breath again. We all get distracted sometimes, not a problem. You're doing this perfectly as long as you keep coming back from distraction and once again feeling energy or breath. If the distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it be there. It's fine. Just don't focus on it. Do your best to just feel energy or feel breath. And the final nuance, if you want, is to learn what is the least amount of effort that is required to feel energy or breath. If you're new to this, it's less than you think. So let's play with effort a bit. So for starters, why don't we just drop to no effort at all? Zero. So right now, just drop to no effort. That means you're not even trying to feel anything. You're just really, truly at zero. Just for a moment. Try it on. Whatever happens is fine. Boy, a bunch of people popping into Embodied Awakening right now. That's beautiful. Zero effort. Let it do whatever it wants. You're in safe space. It's okay. Yeah. Wow. That feels getting really sweet. This is usually what happens. It's when the person goes to zero that they pop right into Embodied Awakening. How do you know you're in Embodied Awakening? Well, it's a 4-point checklist. If you can say yes to all four, you're good. So the checklist is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, you're peaceful, and all this is effortless. It's totally holding itself. See if that's true for you right now. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. If you can say yes to all those, you are in Embodied Awakening. So just feel wherever you're at. Even if you just got partway there, we'll be grateful for any movement toward that. Awakening is not an on-off switch. It's a dimmer control. And I don't think you'll ever get it all the way to full brightness. In an infinite universe, how could there be a final awakening? So just feel where you're feeling. So just feel where you're at. If you got all the way to Embodied Awakening, fabulous. Congratulations. If you got partway there, fabulous. Congratulations. We'll take whatever you get. And it feels like we're good to go here. So we are now going to move into the actual New Earth Support Team service. So I'm going to take a sec and talk to our allies. So you humans just hang out a sec. Beloved divine allies, we come to serve the great global awakening. It is our privilege to do this. But we ask beautiful allies, we've got a whole bunch of humans here. Oh my gosh, 70 people on the call. That's a new record, I think. Welcome one and all. That's too many for me even to say all the names like I usually do. Just I thank you all for being here and those of you on the recording too. So, allies, you are tracking each and every one of us live or on the recording. You know what each of us can and cannot handle. So what we ask is that as we relax to full passivity, beautiful allies, just take each of us into the deepest awakening that we can hold so that as a surrogate for the collective, it will make it easier for others to awaken. If one of us is capable and willing to process heavy energy for the collective, put it through that person and process it for them. Let them just relax and chill. And whatever heavy energy shows up, y'all take care of it. But only for those who are willing and ready. And we know that you are very good at that sort of thing. So allies, let's go. Please begin now. Okay, the field is moving. Humans, you have one simple job, passivity. Like I said before, no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no deliberate imagining or whatever. Just be passive. Let these beautiful divine allies do things through you. You are the conduit. You are the surrogate. And they can manage all this a million times better than any, even the most brilliant ego on the planet could manage it itself. Relax. And you may have a variety of experiences tonight. You may have, like I said, profound awakening. You may go into states of bliss and ecstasy you've never felt before. Great. We'll take it. You may feel challenging energy come through you. It might be yours. It might be transferred over from the collective to be processed through your body only if you're willing and able. So just feel whatever you're feeling to the best of your ability. Please have no preference in any given moment, whether your experience is challenging or ecstatic, or maybe both at the same time. That can happen too. But I promise you, if you really relax and just let it be what it is, without preference, the best you can, then you will truly be of great service. Lord knows the earth needs some help right now with what's going on in Ukraine and the Gaza Strip and a bunch of other hot spots around the world, not to mention just the general challenge faced by people all over the planet, whether there's a war or not. There's a lot of cleanup that we need to do, a lot of awakening that's needed. So you, whatever you experience tonight, if you go deeper into awakening, you'll be holding space to help others awaken more easily. If you're feeling challenged, you're helping it clear for others who cannot do it for themselves. And some of it might be yours too. You're one of those who needs clean up too. We're both the servers and we're those being served all at the same time. It's beautiful. So hopefully that's enough of an explanation. So now that you have a little bit of conceptual understanding, now it's time to just get on the feeling level. So relax. You can let all that stuff drop out of your head and just feel, feel, feel. If you have awareness of your energy body, just feel what's going on with that. And if something's happening in the physical body, whether it feels good or challenging, just feel that too. Again, please just sit with whatever is happening without preference. And if you, and actually I haven't done this before, but I just got a little invocation we can do. I'm going to preview it before I ask you to say it with me. It's, I come to serve in whatever way serves highest good. So that's what you're going to say if you choose. It's voluntary, but I sure feel good about saying it. So if you're willing, then repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. I come to serve in whatever way serves highest good. And we'll add some words, on the path of love and light. That feels better. All right, relax. Wow, that shifted the field beautifully. And now that you've invoked your intention, relax. Be passive and let the energy move. Yeah, it's starting to feel good for me, that's for sure. Now, from this point forward, I'm going to be narrating what most people are experiencing. I'm able to feel that and report it. But your experience may be completely different. If that is the case, go with what you are feeling. Please do not use effort to try to make your experience match mine. Just be relaxed, even if you're having a totally different experience. Just go with it. The allies are arranging for you to have a unique, one-of-a-kind. That's fine. It happens all the time on these calls, and it's perfect. So just relax. Be with what is. The more passive you are, the greater your service will be. Moving forward, there may be periods of silence. If I'm not talking, I'm still holding space. There may or may not be music. I will add music if the allies ask me to, otherwise I won't. So just relax and let's see what happens. When I make weird sounds, that's just shaman stuff. It's normal for shamanic practice. It may sound weird if you're not used to it. Okay, they're asking me to raise grandfather. So let me grab my stuff. And no, I won't be lifting an old man into the air. grandfather is what we call tobacco tea. So I'm going to do a few things here. Just be with your process. You'll overhear me doing things, but you don't have to focus on me. Who'd you be clear from the Sabuda Therida? May it be brought to the highest vibration for your highest good. Grandfather, I honor you, and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you, and we invite you into our hearts. May all hucha be cleared from this grandfather. May it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. As has been done by shamanic practitioners in South America for thousands of years, I'm now going to drink tobacco tea through my nose. The left side is for clearing. The right side is for calling in. I start on the left to make space. And grandfather is a word we use for grandfather tobacco, which is a master plant spirit in shamanism. When used in this way, it is incredibly health-giving and positive. Grandfather, allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the left for clearing, I act as a surrogate for everyone on this call that they may clear more easily, and as a surrogate for all those on earth that they may clear heavy energy more easily. Thank you. Please charge this grandfather now for that purpose. And the divine energy is coming into the liquid in the shell. I'll wait until it's fully charged. All right. Here we go. I'm raising. You may feel the energetic effect. Just relax into it. So the effects tried to come in, but there are some people who are not receiving it fully. Again, everybody affects everybody here. So if you're hearing my voice live or on the recording, please relax completely. Allow this energy to come in. I promise it will not be too much. I forgot to say something really important earlier. No one is going to get overwhelmed here. Since the beautiful divine allies are attending to each of us individually, they know exactly our capacity, and they're only going to give you the level of awakening or healing that you can handle. If you resist it, you will suffer. Please relax and open to whatever you're feeling completely. I promise you will not get overwhelmed. I've been doing this stuff for over 12 years. No one has ever reported overwhelm. You are safe. So please open and just trust that it's okay. You can always clench up later if you don't believe me and it's wrong. I just don't believe that's going to happen. But give it a chance. Relax. There. They feel so much better. There we go. So just let that energy flow in. And since I called for a release, heavy energy might be coming through and releasing through you. It may be coming out your hands or your feet, flushing down to Mother Earth. Might leave other ways. Just let it go however it wants to go. It might be transmuting to love and light or right where it is. That's fine too. We don't control any of that from our egos. We just feel what's happening. It feels beautiful. Y'all are doing a great job of just relaxing and opening to what's happening. You know, this is really different than a lot of paths where you have to do stuff from your ego. You got to visualize and use willpower and make things happen. That's fine for those paths, but this thing we're doing here, the more passive your ego stays, the better it works. Let these beautiful divine beings do it through you. Let them do it for you. In my experience, there's nothing related to healing or awakening that a human can try to do that your allies can't do a gazillion times better for you. They're just better at it. And they're happy to help. I'm feeling a little bit of an altered state. That happens when you flush heavy stuff away. It peels back a layer of darkness that's between you and your divine source, and you wake up a little bit more. Okay, now I'm going to raise on the right to call in higher vibration energy, now that we've made some space. Huh. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the right, I call in highest vibration energy. In Peru, they call it Sami. May each person, as I act as a surrogate for everyone on this call and everyone on the planet, may the highest vibration energy that serves each being's highest good flow to them now. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Once again, I wait to feel that the tobacco in the shell is being charged fully with that prayer. There we go. And I raise. relax and just let this energy flow in. Beautiful divine energy from above. Oh, yeah. Relax into that beautiful energetic space. Now, some people might be having healing right now. Just go with that if it's happening. If you're feeling the divine bliss, feel that. As I said before, if your experience does not match my description, go with your experience. You're getting a custom experience expressly optimized for you. So just be with whatever's happening. Okay, the divine high vibration is in. Now they're getting back to regular work. So at this point, each person is receiving the service opportunity that is optimized for them. And again, that could anywhere from processing a lot of heavy energy through your body to just being in total out-of-body divine bliss. Whatever it is, just let it be happening. Again, the more passive you are, the more you simply relax into whatever is spontaneously happening, the greater your service to mankind will be in this event. Yeah, there's a lovely energy coming in right now. Some of you may be feeling the new euphoria. Just relax into that if you notice that. And now they're drawing my attention. When I say they, I always mean the allies. That it isn't just folks on this call. Not just us 71 folks on Zoom and all the people that were listening to the recording, but we are part of a planetary grouping of lightworkers. My understanding is there's over 1 billion of us, humans incarnate on the planet here as lightworkers. And also a vast number of not incarnate beings, just beings of energy from other dimensions, other planets, other galaxies, other things we maybe can't even conceive, but they're all here to help out on this planet. Apparently what's happening on Earth is kind of important universally. So we're getting a lot of help to get through this rough patch. So you may just notice yourself, and that's fine. You may notice just the other folks on this Awakening Plus call, or you might notice that there's a whole grouping of beings all around the planet holding this beautiful, loving space. Observing, saying, wow, Earth is clearing like 5,000 years of patriarchal muck. They need a lot of help right now. They're trying to bring this planet to a higher vibration, and there's a lot of folks stuck in the mud. Let's see if we can help them out. Each of us here right now just relaxing passively and letting the allies pick and choose your particular service right now. I have found that to be the best way I know to be of service in an event like this. And they want me to play a song, so I'm gonna get that set up. The Allies call for this song a lot in this event. I guess it's our theme song. So this is not a performance. The music is designed to help the energy of the event. So please keep your attention on what you are feeling in your body or in your energy field. I invite you to remain passive and let the Allies make use of you in whatever way serves your highest good and the highest good of those you are serving. You don't have to understand what's happening, you just have to be willing to feel it. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've gotta know what he knows and lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Yourself in the sight of your sister, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister, you've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We other la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
the side of our Father. You've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our Father. You've got to know what He knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our Mother. You gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Suffering, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. We lift each other. Bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of the oneness. You've got to know what it knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Take a second and notice how your body and your energy body feel. You feel mostly like a being of flesh or mostly like a being of energy? Right now, I'm feeling myself just merging with Mother Earth. Whether you feel that or not, it's okay. And now there is a sense of returning to more physical awareness if you have been elsewhere. So now there, those of us who have been more out of body, they're kind of gently settling us back into our physical forms, and they're bringing back as much of this beautiful divine energy as serves your highest good. So just be really passive. Let them return you to your body if you have been elsewhere, and let them to upgrade your everything. They're going to see if they can raise your consciousness, your body, your reality to a higher vibration and make that your new baseline. You may feel quite a bit different now than when we started. I certainly do. And know that what you're feeling here can be your new baseline. You're not a member of Awakening Plus. There's a free online course at astroshaman.com/invocations. It'll teach you how to do the fundamental invocations for embodied awakening and for healing, and how to weave them into a simple daily practice. It takes almost no time or effort, but it can make you feel more like this and just keep taking you deeper endlessly. My book, Instant Divine Assistance, on Amazon can do that too. You can check it out there if you want to have a resource that talks A to Z about everything you can do with the invocations that I'm aware of. Just relax and feel this. Know that awakening can be easy and fast and effortless. Just ask for it. Relax and receive it. See if that isn't happening right now. Awakening can be as easy or as hard as you make it. I've done hard paths for decades, man. I like easy now. Obviously, it takes less effort, and my experience has been it's vastly more effective than effort-based paths. But again, try it for yourself if you want and see what works best for you. We're all different. Okay, so it feels like we're pretty well back in our bodies. So just take a moment, if you can remember back to where we started and how the body and the energy body felt then, see if you can compare the way you feel now to the way you felt when we started. And see if our allies haven't rewarded you for your beautiful service to the planetary upgrade. The recording that is available only to members of Awakening Plus. It's worth mentioning. Let me close the Mesa before I do this. I'm going to close the Mesa and then make a quick announcement about something that may be interesting to you. And I'll be brief. Pachamama Mama Kia. We're a coachin' in tea. Thank you, allies. Feels so good. Allies, thank you so much for allowing us to be of service to the Great Global Awakening. Thanks for supporting this work. Thanks for rewarding each of us with whatever served our highest good in terms of healing or awakening or energetic shift. Thank you, allies. We're so grateful to you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you, allies. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, briefly, this event is taking place on November 6, 2023. It's a Monday. This Saturday, November 11, the cost of Awakening Plus membership is going up. Right now, it's $19 a month after the $1 a month trial, or $9 on the scholarship rate. As of November 11, the base rate is rising to $33 a month, or $22 on the scholarship rate. If you are not yet a member, if you join before Saturday, you will be locked in at the prior rate, and you will be guaranteed that rate for as long as you maintain your membership continuously. So if you're intrigued by this, and if you think you might want to check out the membership, which has currently over 600 archived events, which are all really powerful experiences of healing and awakening, if you want to check out the three major courses, if you want to, there's just a lot in there. You want to develop community. We have several calls every month where we come together and deepen our community connection. All that's available, and it's a $1 trial. If at the end of a month, after having experienced it deeply, you don't like it, just cancel, and that dollar is all you'll pay. So very low-risk trial. But again, as of today, on November 6, 2023, you have only until this Friday to join at the current rates. It's been at this rate for years. It's finally time to raise. So if you're interested, I would recommend joining now. Risk your dollar and see if you like it. You can always join later, but it will cost more. All right. So thank you for your attention. We now will open it up to questions and comments. So let me allow unmuting for those on the live call. Hang on a sec. So anyone who wishes to speak, just unmute and talk. You don't have to raise your hand or anything. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. I see Libby's already jumped in and she said, beautiful, thank you, with a couple of hearts. I'm glad you had a good experience, Libby. So the floor is open. Anyone's welcome to jump in and ask a question or make a comment. And if you're done, if you got to go, that's fine too. Feel free to log out if you're done. Okay, so Monica, hi.
Well, hi, Benjamin. Can you hear me?
Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you. I need to make a little Zoom adjustment. They mess with my settings here. Hang on a second. Speaker. Okay, speak now.
Hi, Benjamin. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're good now. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thanks. First of all, wonderful, wonderful event this evening. Thank you again. Mm-hmm. And don't you also have like an annual membership? I think I joined annually. And,
yes.
Want to just mention about what that's about for us?
Yeah, basically, the annual gives you 10 months for the price of 12, whatever level you're at. If you pay basically in advance for whatever 10 months would cost, you get a couple of months free. Whatever the rate is, that's how it works.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And once you join, whatever level you join at, whether you join now or later, you can flip around between annual and monthly, however you like. You can flip between the regular rate and the scholarship rate if you need to. So once you're locked in at a particular rate level, you can still dance within the main rate and the scholarship rate. You can dance between the annual and the monthly. So you still remain that flexibility within the rates that were active at the time you joined. Is that clear?
It is. And every now and then you run a special. If someone came in on a special, would that would not continue on though, would it?
Okay, once in a while I'll go on an event and I'll offer the annual for a discounted rate, and that is good for the first year, but after that it does revert to whatever the rate was at the time they joined.
If we did that, and we wanted to lock in your rate now, could we just go ahead and prepay another year?
Well, you're already locked in if you joined already. So if you're already a member right now as of November 6, 2023, you're already locked in at the old rate.
At the old rate. Okay,
Good rate.
perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good questions. Thanks. Yeah, I call that my rate lock guarantee. I like to reward loyalty. So we've had a bunch of people typing, so no one's on the live. Let me just catch up with the chat. Jeannie said, "Thank you. Very peaceful. I love these events after a long day. It really helps me. So grateful, Benjamin." And Brittany types, "That was so beautiful. Then when you made the whooshing sound at the end, my eyes instantly fluttered open." Woo! Yay. Judy says, "Thank you. Angels came in for me." Wow. Glad to hear that. And I don't recognize you from before, Judy. So if you're new, welcome. Nikki says, "Still gentle buzzing energy." Jeannie Lee says, "Thank much." Phyllis says, "A very high and beautiful session. Very enjoyable. Thank you." Rana says, "I am a new member and this was a beautiful, the energy was very calming." Wow. Glad to hear that, Rana. Sounds like pretty good feedback so far. That's great. Anyone else have a question or comment? Pretty quiet. All right. Last call for questions or comments then. Someone on an iPad said, "Thank you, very healing for me." Glad to hear that. Anybody else? So I just felt a really lovely shift. We dismiss the odds, they always hang around and send us nice energy. So again, just a few more seconds if anyone wants to jump in. If not, we'll wrap it up. All right, looks like that's. Oh, wait a minute. Natalie said thank you. Thanks, Natalie. I know it can be hard to type or speak sometimes when you have a strong experience, so I totally get it. Okay, we will wrap it up then. Thank you, each and every one, whether you're currently a member of Awaken Plus or not, whether you ever are or not, you're always welcome. We do two free events a month, regardless. So you're always welcome for those. But we do all this cool stuff for members too. So I always put up a post on my site, astroshaman.com, every month describing that month's events, whether for members or not. You can kind of go there for a sense of what you might enjoy as a member. All right. Anyhow, enough on that. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks for serving the great planetary awakening. It's such a delight to be here with you guys, and I'm super grateful that you've taken your valuable time to help up, to show up and serve. Thanks so much, and good night for now. Members, we have three more events this week, so check out the email I sent you or check online and check those out. Bye.